Patient name Ariel, spelled A-R-I-E-L, last name Finney, F-I-N-N-E-Y. Patient is here today to follow up labs from January 25th when she presented with upper abdominal pain, epigastric pain. Period, new paragraph. She tells me that the pain has definitely improved, however, not completely gone away. Period, new paragraph. There is no more severe pain after eating. There is no more diarrhea at this point. So overall, her symptoms have improved, but yet she still has residual effect. The pain is not nearly as severe. Last visit on January 25th, I had given her pantoprazole as a proton pump inhibitor to reduce the acidity. She has noticed that her stomach does feel a bit better with that. However, most importantly, this patient I've discovered has a very significant family history of colon cancer and cramping and upper abdominal pain due to hiatal hernia and other process in that same epigastric area. Her sister has had the same issue. Last year, her sister at age 25 had to undergo colon cancer surgery. Fortunately, they had found everything in time. Also, patient tells me her mother had similar procedures and her aunts have had similar procedures as well. Period to paragraph, this patient tells me that next month she is scheduled for a colonoscopy and has a GI specialist. So any residual effect that she has from her epigastric pain as well as screening for colon cancer will be done by that GI specialist. Period to paragraph. Here for the lab review, cholesterol 146, triglycerides elevated at 182, glucose 97, kidney function, creatinine 0.85. Elevated AST and ALT liver enzymes are 47 and 42 respectively, mildly elevated, probably due to the triglycerides and a fatty liver. This patient is obese. Her current weight is 220. Period, new paragraph. Hemoglobin is 11.6. She is currently taking iron tablets. However, on an irregular basis, I've told her to make sure she takes those every single day. And if it brings about gastric irritation, to take it with food and a small glass of orange juice for assimilation. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 118 over 68, pulse 83, respiration 16. Temperature 98.2, oxygenation 98%, current weight 220, allergies to Rocephin, current medications, an iron tablet, medical history, abdominal pain, surgical history, negative social history. She is a mother. She has a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old. Negative for alcohol, smoking, or drugs, period, new paragraph. On examination, a patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She is obese. The examination today is largely unremarkable. H-E-E-N-T is all within normal limits. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses. Heart, all within normal limits. Positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, and non-tender, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Epigastric pain still there, but intermittent and improving. A patient will follow up with her GI doctor for further follow-up. Patient has family history that is significant for colon cancer and epigastric issues, including hiatal hernia. Patient will follow up with her GI doctor. I have discussed this at great length with her, that it's very important that she follows up with her gastroenterologist physician and seek his care for further development and remedy. Period. And paragraph. Patient understands plan of care, and I've answered all her questions today. She will return PRN.